if you were part of the Presence Youth Camp this last week, would you please come up here? Part of the Presence Youth Camp, come up here with me, young kids. Just stand up here. We had a powerful time downtown Wichita this week. New Life Covenant. Many of these kids went, I believe, for the second time in a row. But Jake and Micah Stimmo, some good sweet couple over there, partners in the faith, teaching these kids and a whole team of people. How many kids were over there total, guys? A lot. All right, like a quantity, like 60-some kids or so. Dozens and dozens and dozens of youth over there that were really just touched. And Lizzie went to pick them up one day and one afternoon, and I called, "Where are you at?" And she said, "Well, the Holy Spirit fell, so the meeting's not done yet." They went longer. So I guess that's a good reason to postpone dinner a little bit. But had just some massive things happen. Not all of you guys have to talk, but I'm wondering if you could just testify as to what the Holy Spirit did at Presence Camp this last week and how he touched you, or anything that happened that really stirred your heart. Yes.
Well, we were worshiping maybe the second day, I think, and I just felt God. He was all over that day, and I felt him on me. And so we were worshiping. I took off my glasses and I looked, and I could see perfectly, but I was so like unbelieving that like my eyes could really be healed all the way, that now I can see better but not fully. And I think that God, he wants you to believe as much as possible, and he wants your belief all the way, and he doesn't want any doubting.
The Lord just really revealed his heart to me. And I just wept before him. And I have been since, because his spirit his spirit is so beautiful. And it really does not matter what the world says, because the world is the world, and it will say so many things, but just staring at his eyes in that word has been spoken so many times, that his flaming eyes of fire will purify everything inside of us, and that chaff, that fleshly desire is just burned away when we look into his beautiful eyes, because that fire is, it's beautiful. So just his presence, I just felt it so deeply, and it was one of the most powerful things I've ever been a part of, because it's just all the youth and all of just the people just were just looking at him, not around, just looking at him, and then that came out in their hearts. So, yeah.
Ellie, what happened to you? She just grabbing the mic from me here. Just grabbing the mic.
On the second day we were there, the day that it went late, the person who was teaching was like, "Anybody who's been hurt and hasn't been healed, raise your hand." And so I raised my hand because my knee had been hurt. And people came and prayed for me. And I got healed. And I... I just felt a weight lift off me.
Good job. Anybody else? You right here?
There was a lot of space in that building, and they told us to spread out wherever we wanted. And so I just walked to a spot that had a ton of space, and I learned to worship in a new way. And every time a song came on, I would just like start clapping and jumping around, and it was super powerful. And I wasn't scared at all because everybody else there was like basically my age, so we were all doing the same thing together, so I was just super joyful and filled.
Yeah, I mean, I had pretty much the same experience Asher did, and I just found my own place and just sat and worshiped the Lord, didn't care about, like, just feeling the fire lit in my soul to worship him, and just seeing that in all the other youth, just watching them worship up on the stage, just like, they didn't care about what other people thought, they just worshiped, and it was just so good watching that.
Okay, can we just say thank you, Lord, for the youth here and what he's doing among them? Thank you, guys.